The following shir has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Daf Kuf in Sanhedrin, also starting already in Tzadik Tesem Beit in the Badim, discusses the terrible oinish and also the terrible avera of being mevaza a tamet chach, being mevaza tamet chachim, terrible oinish that he'll receive, and the terrible avera that it is to be mevaza tamet chachim. It's an oinish that Chaim Kanievsky writes in his sefer Orchas Yosher that loy matzinu shum avera in the Torah. We don't find any other avera in the whole Torah which is worse. That we find that they say ein lechelik olam haba. It's the worst. It's chayv misa. We never find such a terrible lashing. It's a kapaskin in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Mem Gimel Vav, in Sanhedrin Tzadik Tes is brought down also, in the Shach brings down, he's considered not be kairis in Yerudei, in Kuf Nun Ches, since he's caught involved in the Shach, the Mishabur brings it down many times, it's nafgaminis la'alocha, a person is mevaza tam tchachim, such a person is not be kairis, and such a person can be mitzvah to a minion, such a person is we're very quick to say that, because the terminology of you know, this person to Russia, this person Apikiris. Sometimes you wouldn't believe that the terminology of Apikiris of a Russia is referring to a person who might even look like a firm person, but he's Mevaza Talmidei Chachamim. And this is it's a dava that Srichan Chizik Moed, I once heard from Rav Eliashiv, that this is the cause of all the tsaris that we find. Our component today, let's try and talk about Hashem. In the chutz from what we find in our Gemara about the Meisim with the Bizoyan of calling the Rebbe by his first name, which in general, Yesh Ladin, if we should maybe be mechazik in that Indian, some people call certain shuls by the name of the Rebbe and call them with the last name. It could be that that's a breach of this Isser, calling the name of the shul in such a fashion. But Akupanim, let's try to discuss today in general the Indian of Kibbut Talmidei Chachamim. Kibbut Talmidei Chachamim, Bizayon Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara says, it's brought down in the Gemara Kedushin, "Vadar to pnei zaken, and they say the talkum." Then we find two psukim. One pasuk is telling us that a person has to stand and give kavod and honor to the zaken, to an older person, he has to stand up for him, and they say the talkum. And also says, "Vadar to pnei zaken." The shaila is, why do I need two separate psukim, zaken and seva? So seva means out the person, and zaken, explained the Mefarshim, is a different chiyuv. The Gemara Kedushin explains that zaken is a chiyuv to stand up for a zeh kana, a person who was koina. And as the Mefarshim explained, the Peshua, the Miri, that the only real kinyan that a person gets in this world, the only acquirement, is a zeh kana chachma, a person who was koina the Torah. He was koina chachma. It's the only kinyan that a person really makes in this world. We would think, you know, who's a person have to respect? As the Miri so eloquently says, he says, our heroes are not the 6.5-foot people that can take basketballs and do all types of interesting things with them. Our heroes are the Talmidei Chachamim. That's the only person in the world, it says the Lashon HaMiri and Avis, the only person in the world who's Roi L'Kabdo. Ein L'cha Adam Roi L'Kabdo Yosef Mizad. There's nobody who's more worthy of the praise, Yosef from the Talmud Chacham. That's the person who we respect, that's the person we look up to. That's the mitzvah of the Kibbut Talmidei Chachamim, is to stand up for the Talmud Chacham, to honor the Talmud Chacham. The Shach brings down that not only is it referring to an older Talmud Chacham, it's even referring to a Yonik, even if you have an under bar mitzvah age Talmud Chacham. And he's a mamash Talmud Chacham, you'd have to stand up for such a person. There's a mitzvah saseh. It's a mitzvah saseh deraisa. In Simin Reish Mem Dalet in Yoruday, it's brought down halacha. It's a mitzvah saseh deraisa to stand up. This is something which needs chizik b'yaisa. I mean, every bacha in yeshiva, you guys know already, right? The bacha over here. The rebbe walks in, avada, they know they stand up. And for some reason, a lot of times, after a person leaves yeshiva, this mitzvah turns into a shtickel of mitzvah. It's something that needs a chifik b'yaiser, a Talmud Chacham, the rebbe, a rebbe of a shul, certainly, any Talmud Chacham that would walk in, the person has to stand up. It doesn't have to necessarily stand up every single time. There's different gedarim. I can't go into all the gedarim today, but certainly if he would have to stand up once in the first time when he sees him, and once in the last time that he sees him that day, he certainly has to stand up for Talmud Chacham. The chinuch and the other mefarshim explain that the gather of this mitzvah of kavod Talmid Chachamim is not really that we're doing it for the Talmud Chacham. The Talmud Chacham doesn't need us to stand up for him. It's really for ourselves. and explain it. The pasuk says, "Vatam advekim b'Hashem alkeim chayim kol chamayoyim." The chinuch and tafla medalit learns that how is it possible the person to be a tidbak boy, to be stick to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, to stuck to Hashem. Hashem is Eish. A person can't stick to the very oilam. How does he do such a thing? And the way that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam enabled us to stick them in this world is alidei being dovik to the talmidei chachamim. So that's what we see, that this is our life source, to stand up to the Talmud Chacham, to respect the Talmud Chacham. It's our way of connecting to the Borei Olam himself. And that's why a person who's Chalil is Mevazeh Talmud Chacham, that's why Vadeh the Einish is Karius, and the Einish is, he loses his Chalik in the Olam Abba, because he's no longer connected. He cut himself off. He cut his life support off from the Borei Olam. The famous Gemara, the Gemara tells in Baba Kama, Daf Mem Aleph, the story of Shem Namsuni, with Darshan, every S in the Taita. And when he got to Es Hashem Lekecha Tira, so he stopped darshaning because he got nervous. It says over there, who's worthy of fearing like the Borei Olam? There's nobody who's a tuffle to Hakadosh Baruch Hu that's worthy of fearing kamoi that you fear Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And he took his lifelong mission of darshaning all of the Esim in the Taita, and he was chayzer on all of them because he saw that you can't darshan all the Esim in the Taita. The Rebbe Kiva's Talmud saw this, and he darshaned Es Hashem Alekecha Tira LeRabbis Talmidei Chachamim Kanira, because he saw how great his Rebbe was. His Rebbe was willing to give up on his lifelong mission for the Bikush HaEmes. So that's when he understood the drasha of Es Hashem Alekecha Tira is coming to include a Talmud Chachim and to include him in being tuffled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But again, the same side that we find from here, that the side being that honoring the Talmud Chacham, being dovek to the Talmud Chacham, honoring the Talmud Chacham, that's a way of giving cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's a way of being dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The word S, now that we have this limud of darshaning, S is being tuffle to Hashem in this case. So if we see that it says Es Hashem Lekecha Tira, then a person has to have year of the Talmud Chacham. So just like it says, V'ohavta Es Hashem Lekecha, a person has to love a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who does he have to love like he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who's the Tafel? That's the Talmud Chacham, the Farshim explained. There's a mitzvah to love a Talmud Chacham. There's a mitzvah Vavadetim Es Hashem Lekecha. Just like there's a mitzvah to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the S says the Charedim, and Sefer Charedim, Paskin, there's a mitzvah to serve a Talmud Chacham, and that's Kepaskin, the Jeredeya, and Simin Reish Mem Beis also, that a person has to be Meshamish his Rebbe, has to be Meshamishim Kimboi, he would be Meshamish, and Evid would be Meshamish his master. That's why that's why the bizayin of a Talmud Chacham receives such a gefährliche oynish. Now, we could ask a shaila, what if the Rebbe is a great anuf, and he doesn't want you standing up for him, he doesn't want you doing things for him, etc. So the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Beis and Yerideya Sif Kaf is quick to admonish this, to say that this is not proper behavior of the Rebbe. It's not beseda. Anything that the Eved does for his master, the Rebbe should do, that the Talmud should do for his Rebbe. And if he's Meneya, it says the Shulchan Aruch, he's Meneya Chesed from his Talmud. He's depriving the Talmud of Yerushamayim. The Shulchan Aruch is very strong, the shyness over there. Because like we explained, it's not for the Rebbe that the covet. The covet, the importance is for the Talmud. That the Talmud should have his life source, being connected to a Rebbe, being dovek to a Rebbe, he's being dovek to a Kadosh Baruch himself. Yeshua, Zoycha, to all of his greatness, not because of his great capabilities in Torah and Koiches, but rather because the Medrash explains, because of the respect and the shimish that he had for Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a famous tshuva that the Neid of Yehuda discusses that being Mevaker Pnei Rabbi B'chag, that a person has to be, he has to see his Rebbe, he has to go and visit his Rebbe. So he says, he dons that maybe because we don't have a base of Mikdash, so how could it be that that a person would have a chiyuv if he doesn't have a chiyuv to visit Pnei Rabbi HaGadol, to visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore? So how could it be that he has a chiyuv to visit the Rav during the Chag? But it's yadua that the Yaris Tvash, Laloch is Chaylik, and the Yaris Tvash is a Vadad is a chiyuv. He brings Vayas, I can't go into all the Vayas now, but he brings Vayas, the Yaris Tvash in Alephid Beis, that Fakert. Nowadays, there might be a chiyuv even Medina for a person to visit his Rebbe on the Chag, because now that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the ability to get close to the Shechina, and our only ability to get close to the Shechina is al yidei being dovek to the Talmud Chacham, is giving respect to the Talmud Chacham, honoring the Talmud Chacham. There's a famous tshuva from Rav Vadya Yosef in Yechav Das and Gimel and Gimel, where he discusses that Anaga, his yadua from Shlom Zalman, when he would walk into a chatzana, in those days they used to sing Sushiyadim Rasheichem. And Shlom Zalman was very, very makbel. I heard from somebody who was once at Chatzin, he saw it, and Shlom Zalman gave like a finger, like he was very upset. Because that's Miyuchav for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miza Melech HaKavod, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he was very upset when they sang that song, when Shlom Zalman, when he walked into the Chatzin. And that's the Meredith Ketshuva to explain, to be Chaylik, B'Mechilus Kvoidai, that it, being that our requirement of honoring a Talmud Chacham, of honoring a Rebbe, is the way we're supposed to honor the Shechina, that's our way of getting close to the Shechina, so then Fakert, then Bemis, is quite possible that they should sing that song. This is our way of getting, this is our way of connecting to the Shechina, Zayidei being Dovik, to the Talmud Chachamim themselves. The halacha is, I'll be the Gemara Megillah, Daf Kaf Ches, that if a person, he puts a Koyin Amaretz, before Talmud Chochem to bench or for other kibudim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is signing such a person. This is Gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch and Timakov Samach Zayin. A person can't give the Kayin who's an Amaretz before Talmud Chochem, unless of course Talmud Chochem himself is Meichel. The Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara brings down in Brachas Daf Yud Beis that a person has to become Chayla, he has to get sick. He has to make himself sick when Talmud Chacham is sick. He has to become sick from davening, sick from Ad Kedei Kach Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld dance. Does he have to fast? Does he have to hold back music? Does he have to hold back food? But you see what the attitude is, how a person has to respect the Talmud Chacham. It's brought down the Gemara Makis, Daf Chof Dalet, that Yehoshaphat, the Melech, when he would see a Talmud Chacham, he would get off of his throne and he would say to him, Avi, Avi, Rebbe, Rebbe, Moiri, Moiri, such a love that he had for Talmud Chachamim. The Aruch HaNer explains that these are the milas of a Talmud Chacham. Number one, he's my father. He brings me to Olam Hazeh. That's the level of an Avi Avi. How many Rebbe's bring the Talmidim to Olam Hazeh, give them aids and advice and help them in this world? And he's also, he's Rebbe, Rebbe, brings me to Olam Haba. And he's Moiri, Moiri, he makes me close to Boiri Olam. He gives me a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chaim brings down in his Akdama in Hilchos Lashon Hara that if a person, in addition to the terrible Aveira of speaking Lashon Hara, but if he speaks about a Talmud Chacham Lashon Hara, he's over on this mitzvah of Adarta Pnei Zaken. And not only that, he's running into the risk, if he's being mevazeh Talmud Chacham, he's running the risk of losing his chelik in the Olam Haba. You know, how quick are we to make a certain face at something that a Rav says at a speech, or something a Rav says in a shir, then, you know, sometimes a person could, he's mamish at risk if he's being mevazeh Talmud Chacham. And sometimes a person could say, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't realize what he's doing. He doesn't realize how deferlich the aved is. Chafetz Chaim goes on to say that if he doesn't dan a Talmud Chacham chaschus, he's over on the aveira of the mitzvah to say, betedek tishpat abisecha, that a vada Talmud Chacham is somebody that we always have to give the benefit of the doubt, as we say. We have to have we have to dan him a chaschus. The Gemara brings down that Gechasi came to Elisha's shir, and he sat outside, and the other Talmidim saw him sitting outside, and they said, it's probably not such a Gishmak shir. And because of that, they didn't go in, and the Gemara says that because of this, Gechasi was considered a Chaiti Amachti, a person that, such a Chamertik Averi, can be considered a Chaiti Amachti, a Vada, a person that makes one facial gesture, and he can kill an entire Drasha, such a person can be considered a person can cancel the hashpa of a Rebbe by making one face. The person has to be so careful with these indyanim. The Shulchan Aruch and Timon Tzadi discusses the halachas of davening behind the Talmud Chacham, behind the Rebbe, and he says that you can't stand behind the Rebbe because you'll have to take three steps back and you're going to mitzayir the Rav, and also maybe not in front because it looks like you're bowing to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe looks, because the person has to have that type of respect, or it looks like he'll be bowing to the Rebbe to a certain extent. There's even halachas of how to greet the Rebbe in the morning. There were Mefarshim and Paiskim that held that you're not even allowed to greet the Rebbe in the morning, and that when you see a Rebbe, you have to run the other way. Now I know some Bachrim that when they see a Rebbe, they run the other way, but they're not doing exactly what the Shulchan Aruch meant. Why they should be running the other way. But we pass, and you are allowed to greet a Rebbe, but not like a normal person. It's not like, hey, how you doing? It has to be a Shalom Avecha, Rebbe Amayri. It has to have a certain person sees the Rav of his shul, sees the Rebbe, something. He has to certainly have a certain covet of how he greets the Rebbe. There's even Allah and Shulchan Aruch and Reshman Beis that he's not allowed to take off his tefillin in front of his Rebbe. Now we don't bechlal necessarily even understand what's this level of covet, some high level covet of not taking off your tefillin in front of a Rebbe, but at least we see again. And we don't necessarily understand what this level is. In those days, they used to wear tefillin all day, so that was a certain level of not of disrespect that the kilu they were taking off the shechina in front of their Rebbe. But Akoponim, it just brings a certain hergish of how much kavod a person is supposed to have for Talmidei Chachamim. There's a famous story that the Brisker Rav was a Levi, and he wanted to wash hands for a kayin, a certain kayin. I heard it from his son, that he wanted to wash hands for a certain kayin, and the Brisker Rav came to wash his hands, and the person had a pachap chadim to allow that the Brisker Rav should wash his hands, and he was able to do it basayif when the Brisker Rav told him not to worry, because he's not washing his hands, he's washing the kahuna. And that was enough to be menachem. But again, the hergish, place can discuss, is a kayin who's a gadol b'tayda, a lady who's a gadol b'tayda, is he even allowed to wash the hands? Or make al kopanim. But we see the hergish. Shulchan Aruch brings down the chomer de kaveda of a person who's chaylik al rabbi. The Gilgamesh Mashal gives an application of this, the chutz from the fact of a person who's passing against his rabbi or in front of his rabbi al kopanim. But even a person who wants to be machmir in front of his rabbi, this is a getter of chaylik al rabbi. It's a design. It makes him look like he's better than the rabbi is. We find the way that the Rishon Zalman in his famous tshuva on chashmal, on electricity, in tshuva yid aleph, the way Rishon Zalman writes, the pacha that he has when he's arguing on the Chazon Ish, and that he writes over there that I'm afraid to talk to him. In his lifetime, I was afraid to talk to the Chazon Ish. How much of a pacha he has to write a shayla against on the Chazon Ish. I'll just end off with two stories I heard. About Ramesha, one story is that Rosh Shimon Schwab, when he was once on the phone, somebody once saw him talking, he was standing while he was on the phone. I mean, by me, it's not a chiddush. Every time I talk on the phone, I stand, but Rosh Shimon Schwab was a yekka, he usually would sit when he would talk on the phone, so somebody once saw him and he was standing when he was talking on the phone. So they asked him, why was he standing? So he said he was on the phone with Ramesha. Now, to say there's a chiyuv to stand when you're on the phone with Ramesha, I'm not sure if you can say there's a chiyuv, but the hergish has to be there. The hergish, and certainly when the Talmud Chacham is there, there's no question, the chiyuv mamish, when I tell you to stand for the Talmud Chacham when he walks in. And even if the Paiskim nowadays, I'm alam and sklusim and say things that perhaps the Rebbe, the Talmud Chacham, etc., they're moichel, but there's no shaila that a person gets a mitzvah if he does stand for the Talmud Chacham, and standing for the Talmud Chacham, a person does such a thing, he's imbuing into his children the chinuch, that this is what we respect, these are the people that are right to be mechabed, and he's creating the schus that the Gemara talks about in Shabbat, that a person who's moiker the Talmud Chacham, he himself will be a Talmud Chacham, his children will be a Talmud Chacham, his sons-in-law will be a Talmud Chacham. There's one story I once heard from Rambam, that Rav Moshe, at a certain couple, there's a couple at the wedding, that they got a wedding present from Rav Moshe of $100. And it was like a big shock to them because this was, you know, many years ago, $100 was a lot of money, and Ramosha wasn't, you know, of the Gvirim giving out such tremendous wedding presents. And the couple came to Ramosha, like as if they asked that there must have been a mistake over here, like he added an extra zero. You know, like $10 would have been normal in those days, and Kilu, you added an extra zero. So Ramosha told them that he gave them the do you know who your Zayda was? Your Zayda was Rav Pesach Pruskin. And that was Bemis, that was Ramosha Feinstein's Rebbe. And on Taka, anybody who knows in the Ramesh's house that the Ramesh had a picture on the wall, Taka, of this Rav Pesach Pruskin. It was a grace, Gadol Batayda. And Ramesh said that if I would have had $1,000, if I would have had more, I would be able to give you more. But the Ava I have for my Rebbe, I have such a great Ava for my Rebbe, Rav Pesach, and this is somewhat of a mashu, of a token of how I can pay him back, such an Ava that I had for him, and this is how he wants to give it back. But you see that Agamar discusses the flip side of the terrible oinshim, and the terrible avera that it is for a person who's mevazet Talmud Chacham, and the Akapanim from the Midah Toiva Akapanim, what a person can accomplish, they being Mechabit Talmid HaChachamim, the standing for the Talmid HaChachamim, the serving the Talmid HaChachamim, the Ava for the Talmid HaChachamim, such a person, he's connecting himself to the Boiri Oilam, the Atem Advekim, Vashem Elkechem Chayim Kulchem Ayoy.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.